Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart Talk. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the works of God and all that He does and all that He uses. I love His people. I love to see the kind of things He can do with His people. I thank God for every assignment ever in His people. I am for people doing their assignments. I want them to succeed, and I pray that they do. I want every child of God possible to be activated towards the perfect will of God. That's my wholesome desire. Now, these things are possible, but people limit God in their way. And you can trace limitations back to the past. You can see patterns of generations. There's a pattern in your generation. When I studied Judges chapter 1, Judah was very faithful. Judah knew how to drive out the Canaanites. They obeyed what Joshua said. They were one with his will. Caleb was the leader. And they had good leadership, and they followed their leadership. Joshua was good leadership. Sometimes people follow good leadership, and sometimes they don't receive what the leader has said, or they receive it partially. The other tribes, they received what Joshua said partially. They didn't pay attention enough. The word didn't get in their heart enough. And my pastor taught something this week that was very important. It's the word of God that you understand. You receive it to the point that you understand it. That's what you're going to be. And if you don't understand it, you're not going to be that part of God's word. When the word gets in your heart, you become what that word says. You can become whatever the charge of God's word. You can stand on it. You can operate in it. This is what Judah did. This is not what Dan did. Dan was the only tribe that didn't receive their heritage. They didn't fully receive their heritage. They got chased up a mountain by the enemy. And in Revelation, you don't see them counted. They're replaced with Manasseh. Now, these things don't have to happen. A whole tribe is missing in Revelation. See, you have the birth order. Then you have the order of blessing. You can see how things were forming when Israel blessed his sons. There's an order to the way he blessed them. And then there's an order of every time that they're categorized together, you can see how they're progressing. There's an order in the book of Judges. You know, that the way that they won their wars, it's in the order, and I don't think it's in the birth order. It's in the order of faithfulness. And then in Revelation, that's the final order of how they ended up. Judah was always first. After the birth order, Judah was always first. Then Reuben was second. Reuben was always trying to excel, but he didn't. You know, he didn't get his rightful place over Judah back because he slept with his father's wife. You see, things can happen now that can put you in a position of faithfulness or unfaithfulness. That's why if we rely on the Lord, we can do whatever is in His heart. One day I was in his presence. I talked about this before in the prayer room in church many years ago in the 80s and in the mid 80s. I wasn't married yet. I may have been married. I don't remember. But I would have been about 24, 25. And I was in the Lord's presence. And this may have been as early as 84. I was in his presence and I felt like I could do anything in his presence, and I wanted that wherever I went. I didn't feel that way wherever I went. When I went to work or school or wherever I went, I had to go in those days. I said, Lord, I want to live in your presence, and I want to be just like I am now, wherever I go. And I was after God about that. I didn't let it drop. Some things you may have, you may attain, and some things you may desire, and it's not that way at that point. But when you own to something, I was on to something. I got it from God. And I said, I'm going to pursue this. I decided that then, and I told my pastor about it in those days. I said, you know, I asked the Lord to help me to be, I wanted to be just like in that prayer room wherever I go. He said, well, it's good to go up the mountain, but you got to come down to the valley. You can't stay on the mountaintop. I said, nope. That's not, in my heart, I said, that's not true. I sensed from the Lord that there's a way to do this. I just didn't know how to do it. And I'm glad I didn't listen to, see, people don't always know their advice is the way that they think. Now, he was trying to help. He wasn't, the only reason I brought this up is because sometimes people are wrong. And they're wrong at the worst time. So you have to decide. When you're after God about something, you have to go with him. You have to look to Jesus. You can't look to man all the time. We looked, when people are right, we look to them, fine. But you look to Jesus, even though people are blessing you. And you know, the words of God's people can be a visitation, just like we talked about yesterday. And now I've been blessed by him. I don't want him to, people to think that he was a bad preacher. He was not. He was a blessing. And he helped me in many ways. And I looked up to him. And I thank God for him. He helped me to stand. He helped me to stand when I was weak. He was a blessing. But that day, he just didn't have the revelation that I sensed from the Lord. I didn't have it either. I just knew it was possible. And he didn't think it was possible. So he went with how he thought, like most people do. And I'm sure I've done it too, before I realized not to do it. And I try to, you know, I don't, when a person do something that's not right today, they don't go around doing that all the time. They're a blessing too. I learned to pray watching him. And I learned to go in God's presence in the first place, watching him and Greg, listening to Greg Hosey. Because they used to go in God's presence. That's how I learned to do it. So, but this time I was in God's presence. And I was on to something. So I didn't mention it again because I didn't want that fire to be extinguished. And, you know, all throughout the Bible, people have done things like this. They made good decisions and poor decisions. They don't go around making a series of poor decisions. They make good ones too. Even Joab, David's general, he was a blessing, but he was an opportunist. But he tried to get David not to count Israel, not to take a census. He said, no, don't. He knew not to do that. He said, you better than all of us. Don't do that. And he did it anyway. And in the kingdom, you know, the Lord sent a death angel to wipe out people. You have to do what's right. And there are moments when people are right and there are moments when people are wrong. This goes across the board. Nevertheless, I was on to something and I continued to seek the Lord. And I learned principles that helped me to live in God's presence. And I'm still pursuing God about these things. It's gotten a whole lot better. And I pursue God better than I used to. I live in his presence. I regard him. I do what he say. I speak his word. And the goodness of God is available. I listen to his voice. I want to hear him. I listen to him. I listen for him. When God give me something to do, I learn to, you know, between now and way back then, these are the things that I learned. I learned to love people. That was a key. I learned his word. God changed my study habits and I learned his word better. That was a key. I learned about authority. That was a key. I learned about confessions. That was a key. All these things work together. I learned his wisdom. I learned to appreciate his guidance. I learned to trust him. All these things are key. And all of it is simple to do. It's not complicated. If you can yield to the Lord, you can live in his presence. You can sense his presence. And if you do something wrong and you don't sense his presence, you know you were in his presence for a long time. I have done things to aggravate the Lord, and the Lord didn't lie. I knew it. I repented. Now when I repent, I always go and learn what I didn't know. When I repent, I don't just say, Lord, forgive me. I go and say, Lord, I don't want to ever come close to doing that again. And I said, and I come up with a strategy. I said, help me to deal with this so that it can never be a problem again. See, the Lord taught Adam, gave Adam this example. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it. See that word, subdue it. We got to subdue what makes us weak. We can subdue our weaknesses. We can subdue our fears. We can subdue our things that have hurt us. These are the three avenues that the enemy gets real estate in our heart. These are the three avenues that the enemy uses against us: weaknesses, hurts, and fears. And when you look back at Joshua chapter 1 and 2, he used their weaknesses, hurts, and fears to get them in trouble. And when they compromised with their enemy, when they compromised with the Canaanites, every time they compromised, they blended with the Canaanites. They married them. They intermingled with them. They trafficked with them. They did business with them. They lived with them. And then you start seeing them get into rebellion. Idolatry, rebellion. Rebellious idolatry. Again and again. To the point that God had to lead the whole thing in the Babylonian captivity. Now Judah was the last one to fall. Israel went in the Assyrian captivity. But Judah still stood, and Judah couldn't be defeated. But Judah started falling when King Jehoshaphat let his son marry the daughter of Ahab. That's when Judah started compromise. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. They began to decline then. See, sometimes you'll stand until you marry the wrong person, until you do business with the wrong person, until you hire the wrong person. That was a company that hired one person. He had a truck driving business, and this guy messed the whole thing up. The workers that were working, they did what he was doing, and the man ended up going out of business over one person. When you following God, you have to protect yourself from the wiles of the enemy. You have to turn those wicked things around. You have to follow him and have a strategy against what can curse you. You have to have a strategy against, when you see people not following God, not doing his word, not appreciating his love, you have to fortify yourself to do what God said do, because they're going to be contrary. You got to trust that they're going to be contrary, and they're not going to follow God, and they're not going to help you. And don't depend on people who are half-hearted. When people are half-hearted and you decided to be wholehearted, you have to protect your wholehearted position. You have to protect what you've attained and not let it go to waste. When he married Jehoshaphat's son married Ahab's daughter, then after that, you see Israel started declining. Again and again, they start declining. They start doing wrong. They start doing, they start losing wars. They had evil kings. You know, it started, that evil got in that lineage. And Josiah did something to correct it, But Manasseh tipped the scale. Manasseh, Hezekiah's son, he filled up their sins. That was no turning back. And that crazy Antaliah, she killed all the people just for power. But thank God for the midwife that hid Josiah, and he rose up and he became the king, and they got rid of her. Then here comes Manasseh. Manasseh tipped the scale, but when Josiah came, he caused a great repentance. He dug up all the evil king's bones and laid them out in the sun. That's they worshiped the heavens, and he dug up that bone. They wasn't worthy to be buried with the kings. He obeyed what the old prophet said, and he caused Israel to repent. But they still had to go into captivity because Manasseh filled up their sins. This is history, folks. People do make judgment calls that are wrong, and it can ruin what God is doing in their lives. It causes them to miss their visitations. When the Lord come to you with a plan and you don't do it, you miss your visitation. But when God come to you with a plan and you fulfill it, you succeed. You succeed in your visitation, and you're able to help people. You're able to be an asset, a blessing to many generations. And you have to trust the Lord. You have to yield to Him. You have to live in His presence. When you trust Him and you fully yield to Him and pay attention, don't trust your knowledge. You know, just fill your heart with the Word of God. Your opinions can hurt you. Your opinions can cause you to miss a visitation. But the way I do opinions, I lay them on the altar. I present what I know to the Lord. And Lord, I follow you. What are you saying about what I believe? Is this right? What needs to happen with what I believe? You know, I believed in the pre-tribulation rapture. But because I never heard anybody give solid scriptures on the on a post-tribulation or a mid-tribulation rapture. And I believed it solidly. But when I listened to Irvin Baxter and Pastor Langford, they gave scriptures that I overlooked. I said, there's more to it. I can't be dogmatic anymore. And even with what they said, I lay it on the altar. I said, Lord, I want you to teach me about the end times. And so far, I looked at the scriptures many ways, the same ones that I've always believed. I looked at it different ways. And I believe God put it in His power. This is what I believe now. I believe God put the rapture in His power. He can do it either way He wants. There's room for, in the scripture, room for Him to do it either way He wants. That's what I believe. But I can't be dogmatic because, you know, the Word said He put it in His own power. And I'm glad He put it in His own power, because the Lord told us to have dominion, subdue life and have dominion. God's going to do it to our best advantage. That's what I believe. That's what I expect. That's what I suspect. That's just an example. As long as we obey God, it really doesn't matter how God do it. We get to live forever, and that's the good bonus. That's the blessing. Now, I want to do all this in God's heart. I want to see Him move. I want to be a blessing to His people. And I want every day I have to work with to do these things. So it doesn't really bother me when He comes back. I know He's coming, and it's going to be right. And we're going to love it. Now, with all things, I run it by the Lord. Things that I, you know, that's what following God is all about. As we follow Him, we're going to be fine. God got this. And if we in Him, He has us in our situation. We can live in His presence. We can succeed and excel. And that's the point. If we can do that, we can be affected. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout our lives. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.